coffee.
Thank you.
Turmeric latte with almond milk.
Thank you. Cheers! Hang on one sec. Just want to post a picture of this gorgeous beverage. Choosing adaptogenic teas over coffee is self-love. Hashtag 30-day self-love challenge. Posted, liked, done. Okay, cheers.
So what's the 30-day self-love challenge?
Oh, it's this thing we're doing in my mastermind.
You're in a mastermind?
Yeah, I love it. It really holds me accountable, like this challenge. We have to post at least one act of self-love a day.
What even is a mastermind?
Really? A mastermind group is a peer-to-peer mentoring concept used to help members solve their problems with input and advice from the other group members.
And today's is not drinking coffee?
Mm-hmm. Coffee creates acidity in the body, and cancer grows in acidic environments.
You don't say.
My Pilates teacher pretty much mainlines cold brew throughout the 7 a.m. class, and she was just diagnosed with breast cancer.
I am so sorry to hear that.
Thank you. She's doing a GoFundMe, so...
Yeah, for the record, I come from pretty hardy stock. I mean, my grandmother drank coffee all day, every day, and she lived to be 102.
Wow. Good for her. That is hardy stock. I appreciate you sharing that with me. And of course, every body is different.
Exactly.
Still, sounds like I might have touched a nerve, and that you're feeling a little defensive about your coffee drinking habit.
Nope, not at all. I'm actually feeling great about my coffee drinking habit.
That's great.
So great. So, you have any pets?
Yeah, I have this standard poodle, Violet. She's amazing. And most people don't realize that standard poodles are really smart. They're used in Germany, which I know that sounds bad, but they're very trainable is all I'm trying to say. She's great.